With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is doing well in the polls and especially doing better with some of the white voters that were drifting away just a bit. Here's the results of a new survey from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
According to polling by the economist YouGov, the proportion of white voters who support President Trump has increased by 8 percentage points after it previously declined. The polling rebound means Mr. Trump's approval rating among the demographic is now positive. Caucasian voters are a key group in the president's base. More than 8 in 10 Trump voters in the 2024 election were white, according to the Associated Press. Pew Research Center found that 55% of white voters voted for Trump in 2024 and 2020, and that 54% of white people opted for him in 2016. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The president claims he was sabotaged at the United Nations this week, and he has a Secret Service looking into it.
The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events at the UN on Tuesday. First, the escalator he used suddenly stopped. He wrote online that those responsible should be arrested. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. The president said the Secret Service would be involved in an investigation.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. The widow of one of the victims in a plane crash that killed 67 people is suing the U.S. government and American Airlines for what the victim calls her profound loss. Bob Clifford, an attorney representing the family of Casey Crafton, says they're suing to hold American Airlines and the government both accountable.
The crash of American Eagle 5342 was predictable. It was preventable and caused the needless loss of 67 lives.
And those lives were lost when that plane collided with a military helicopter on January 29th. This is SRN News. Texas says men may not use women's restrooms. Here's Michael Harrington.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their true gender in all government-owned buildings, including public schools. Abbott says, quote, it's a common-sense public safety issue. The new law also orders the Texas penal system to make sure that men are not being housed with women in any facility. The statute levies a fine of $25,000 for a first violation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago's plan to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, despite the powerful politician's support for abortion, has stirred up some controversy. Cardinal Blazekupic says that the Archdiocese will present a Lifetime Achievement Award to the high-ranking Catholic Democrat for his work helping immigrants. Many pro-life Catholics are outraged, including Bishop Thomas Paprocki of Springfield, Durbin's hometown. This is SRN News. They're a new threat, and they even have their own name now. They're called nightmare bacteria. And as Lisa Dwyer reports, they are on the rise.
Driving the increase appears to be a subgroup of bacteria with a gene that provides a level of drug resistance to the drugs that are used to kill them. The rate of those cases jumped more than 460% in recent years.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. There may be trouble in Toyland for some retailers. It's definitely not a universal condition.
While tariffs and years of teetering mall traffic have roiled much of the toy industry, Build-A-Bear investors continue reaping sizable gains. Shares of the toy retailer, which specializes in plush animals that consumers can make in-store, are up more than 60% since the start of the year. And the company's profits have soared to record after record in recent quarters. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.